Of Talmud Pesachim, Rosh Hashanah, continued. Chav Vav Kislev Hei Tav Shem Mem Vav, December 9th, 1985, on Monday, continued.
But before Chatzis, so there is no mitzvah of Dafke Shem. What is the matter? I once mentioned at the beginning of Shabbat, I mentioned this before, Machlekes Rashi, and I said that Rashi Shiti is a regard to the question raised by many Rishonim, but many Achreinim, by many Achreinim, and the Chaim also discussed it, whether the mitzvah of Hashpose, of Hashpishu, is a mitzvah to divide the Chatzeh, or it's a mitzvah in the governor, that the governor has to be behind to accommodate in his possession. And then Chaim says, once we say that the mitzvah is on the governor, maybe there is no chima mitzvah of his son comments, but only an isagasa. And no chima saying. And the Chaim says in the Rambam knows the very parents, according to Rav Yudeh, the two have to do the Ashpos, Dafke al Yisraife, so it's mitzvah in the Chatz. Mashein Keil, according to the Rabbonon, that can make the Ashpos in every form, so it's not a mitzvah in the Chatz. It's a mitzvah in the Gavre, that the Gavre has to be devoid of possessing Chomets. So Meile furthermore, he says, according to the Rambam, it's nothing in Mitzvah, say it's an Israel. Now, according to Rashi, apparently, they are both aspects. In Tashbisu, there is a mitzvah of destroying the Chometz, and also an Israel, not to have any Chometz in possession. Like Bali Roy. Except, well, Rashi, according to Rashi, in Bava Kame, so that protests, so Bava Motze applies to Erev Pesach also. But is the same Isa of Tashbisu and Isa Reser of possessing comments. So Mele, Rashi should be as follows. There is both. There is one aspect of the Kimase, and the Kimase is in the Hertz. And then there is an Isra saying of the time not allowed to possess Chomets. So Mele, I am chuyev to be carrying the essay of Tashbisu, the Kiyuma saying of Tashbisu, that to be Chomets. Because if I start burning the Chomets after Chomets, so it takes some time until I burn it. So Mele, there are a few minutes in which I still possess Chomets, I still have Chomets in possession. So in the first minute after Chatzis, that I have Chomets in my possession, so I'm either in Israel. So maybe I have to make sure that the Chomets is destroyed, is wiped out before Chatzis. Because after Chatzis, in 1 minute, if it's still in my possession, so I need an essay of Tashbisu, but the mitzvah of Tashbisu, not the Isaiah, that is the Forhatzim. When the Forhatzim, not the whole Arab Pesach, but is the tool, I think, mentions the name of his father, that according to Rashi, so the mitzvah is only Shoshishis. In the Raisa, it's only Shoshishis, but not before Shoshishis. So, in Shor Shishis, there is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. If there is mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Buddha Shiti is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu has to realize our mitzvah, the real Tusha Tameitzah. So, now Tisha says the Kashi, but Tameitzah, the mitzvah of Shreife is Lachas Manisore. The answer is, by Nisa, there is no Nisa of possessing Nisa. There is a Nisa of leading Nisa. So Mele, he can burn it after Zman Yisrael, after he becomes Nisa. Mashiach Mahomet, there is a Nisa of possessing Chomet. So Mele, he cannot be Mikayim the Esei after Zman Yisrael, because then the first moment after Hatzim, he is either a Nisa Esei or possessing Chomet. So he must do it before Hatzim. So then he will not be there, the Isarase of Tashbisu for a moment.
What about Bani Roy? What about Bani
Roy? Oh, Rashi. So, there is Bani Roy, Eric Pesa also. Okay, that's another difficult question. Because the question is, the Torah mentions Motzei Batech and Shivas Yom in Seo in Motzei Batech. So the Torah is about Shivas Yom. How we get all right, but that's harsh. But anyway, now we're not discussing, by the way, we are discussing the miserese of Tashbis. So in other words, according to Rashi, there are two aspects implicit in Tashbis. One is chiyuv and chimas. Two, a miserese, possessive comment. The chiyuv and the chiyuv is a chiyuv and chiyuv and to realize, no, in the chepze, Hashem. And that has to be done before Hatzim. And then the Nisar of Hashem, so it is after Hatzim. So he must destroy it. He must destroy it after, I mean, before Hatzim, because of the mitzvah. Then there is one difficulty in your life, if we say like that in Rashi. So how, since there is a Nisarese of Tashbisu immediately after Hatzeis, so how can Rashi explain the Gemara's Kashi, the Gemara's Kashi? Eis v'rabinu rov, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Inzai shaloi v'shashi, Avo v'shad v'yurei al v'sose, v'chol tovro, so Rashi explained it, looks to the Rashi. So he showed the Shaykhur, the Tchila Sheikhs, the whole Sheikh that cut in the right show. Avo, the Shaykhur, the Sheva, Shaykhur, the Nadire, has the host of the Hotobo, the Terezel Lomo, in the Nuiti, Yamtina Shaykhur, the Yashbisem, the Hotobo, the Hotobo. But since according to Rashi, so after Hatzeis, every minute he is there, and Nisarese of Tashbisu, of the Comet. So how can he take it easy? In the show Hamishis, take it easy, and keep on indulging in the eating of Comet, the Timoroskashe, indulging in the eating of Comet. And what about food to burn? So he doesn't have to matriach himself. He'll wait till Hatzeis, and after Hatzeis, he can destroy it through any other means. But according to Rashi, so the moment the clock strikes 12, so then the Isarese of Tashbisu begins. So how can he wait with the destruction of the Chomet until after 12? The first moment, it takes some time to destroy it. So the first moment, before he is able to destroy the Chomet, and he has still Chomet in his possession, to be either an Israel, of that people. The answer is no. But the first moment is Israel. But there is Allah HaFonus HaChomet Patron. So if we say that he was obligated to destroy the Chomet, all this Chomet, before 12, so some lady was not an honest or sending an honest. He should have done his obligation, so he's not an honest. But since we say that the chiyuv to look for wood doesn't begin until 11, and because before 11 there is no chiyuv, and he to destroy the chametz, some male is not mechuyev to be matriya himself. And then I even mentioned the kashe, so why is a Jew mechuyev to build the suke? Before sukkahs is not mechuyev to sit in the suke. And then when sukkahs begins, he cannot build. It's in some law, how can he build? So we should say, on some way. So I mentioned what the Sikh says in his Beirush and Sukkahs, that there is a special field regarding Sikhs, Hara Sukkahs Tazalot. There is a special field of making the Sikhs before Sukkahs. Or I, according to Yerushalmi, you even say Boche when you build the Sikhs. When you build the Sikhs before Sukkahs.
Where does this sound?
In Sukkahs. Yeah. Some melee here too, is not right. When but by Adam mitzvahs, until the chiyuv begins, you're not even a chiyuv in order to prepare yourself to enable you to do it when the chiyuv begins. Because until the chiyuv begins, you're not a chiyuv, you don't have seen much for yourself. So melee, since the chiyuv of burning the chametz begins at 11 o'clock, but before 11, there is no chiyuv of burning the chametz. As the two mentions in the name of the Rosh, that according to Rashi, that the chiyuv of Shreike is Kedem Chatzeis, we shouldn't think the whole Arab Pesach there is a chiyuv of Shreike. Only Shoshish, the last hour before the chiyuv. But before Shoshish, let's say, before 11 o'clock, he's not mechuyev in destroying the chametz. If he's not mechuyev in destroying the chametz, he's not mechuyev before 11 o'clock to trail wood. Why should he go to the forest and chop down wood? The chiyuv of Shreike did not take effect yet. And when it will be, when the clock will strike 11 o'clock, then there will be mechuyev to do every different work. But if the situation is such that going to the forest and chopping down the wood will take you more than an hour, so then he's not included to prepare wood altogether, because until 11 o'clock he doesn't have to not do himself to pray wood. After 11 o'clock he saw it without avail, because he's not able to burn it before 12, anyway, you see, it takes him over an hour to get to the woods, you know, to chop down. So anyway, well, he can stay at home. Between 10 and 11, he can stay at home and keep on the comments. He can take it easy. He doesn't have to worry about wood, because he'll only be equipped to prepare wood at 11. And at 11, there won't be 1 hour, there won't be enough time for him to go to the forest to pray with. So maybe he can stay at home till 12, and then at 12, he'll destroy it by dumping it in the sewer. So then you'll ask him, but the first minute until he succeeds in dumping it in the sewer, so he'll have chametz in his possession. He's on his chachmona patra. But if he's able to prepare wood, let's say like today, I mean, when you can prepare wood, you know, you can prepare the fire in a few minutes. So then, if he waits till 12 o'clock to prepare the fire, then he's not an onus, because he was required to do it at 11 o'clock. Rashi is only saying that before 11 he's not required to prepare. Namrinich, so why does Rav Yehuda say you're not allowed to eat chometz in the fifth hour? That means after 10 o'clock in the economic day. After 10 o'clock, but until 10 o'clock, you are allowed to eat chometz. But since there is a zera mishivim amunon, on a cloudy day, so then you should not be allowed to eat even before 10 o'clock chometz. Because maybe if it's a cloudy day, if you're allowed to eat before 10, you'll eat after 12 too. After 12 too. So I'm going to have to pay $1. So maybe, so you don't make a mistake that after 12 is still before 10. Because he knows in the fourth hour between 9 and 10, he has to eat breakfast. So that will feel, you know, his stomach will feel that, you know. Papa's experiment. So it's conditioned. So he'll feel an appetite and a hunger and a desire, an urge to eat breakfast. An urge to eat breakfast. So then the kashi is, now, what if one aide would say that a murder was committed, let's say in Shor Ribis between 9 and 10, and the other one will say it was committed in Shor Shishis. So, I mean, between 11 and 12. So then the Edis is bottom. But the Edis is bottom. When the Edis is bottom. The Edis is bottom. So, but if one aide will say that a murder was committed in Shor Ribis, and the other one will say it was committed in Shor Hamishis, then the Edis will not be bottom. Then the Edis will not be bottom. Why? Because it's the usual thing to make a mistake in 1 hour. But in respect to Shor Ribis and Shor Hamishis, it's not usual to make a mistake. So then, it's unusual to make a mistake, because how can he mistake a murder that took place between 10 and 11, that it took place between 10 and 11, a murder that took place between 10 and 11, that it took place between 9 and 10, he knows 9 and 10, so he feels the desire to eat, and between 10 and 11, so he knows exactly the time. So Jesus says, Rishaya Haitanya in Nachil, Abu Yedis Lay, in other words, when a person is absorbing something, then he doesn't feel any hunger. If somebody is absorbing something, he doesn't feel any hunger. You know, students, you know, who are not absorbed in their studies, so then they'll feel, a hunger. It's time already. It's time already to eat lunch, to eat breakfast. But if somebody is absorbed, fully absorbed in something else, he will not even feel it. But in respect to eating chometz erev Pesach, so the Gemara's kasha was, suppose it's a cloudy day, so one should not be allowed to eat chometz even at 9 o'clock, even at 8 o'clock, it came in Dalai choice, because it's a cloudy day, so he'll be staged after Hatzis, that it's still 9:30. So it should be also to eat in at 9:30. So you don't have to worry about it. Because it's a question of eating. So at all, he wants to eat. So then he'll certainly feel hunger. So then Pablo's experiment works, you know. He'll feel hunger. What I mean, every day he eats at 9:30. And today, now he wants to eat. And now he wants to eat Now he wants to eat, so it's a raya that it's not at the 12. Because if it had been at the 12, he would have decided to eat, three hours ago. So how can it be at the 12? But so vis-a-vis someone who wants to eat, so then the fact that the stomach is conditioned to a certain time works, but vis-a-vis Ades, he was absorbed in observing a certain murder, so he forgot about it. He forgot that he has a stomach, he forgot everything. So then Pablo's experiment doesn't even work. So maybe he certainly could make a mistake in 1 hour. Only when he is in the process of eating. So then the fact that his stomach was conditioned to eat at a certain time, so that reminds him. That's what it means. All right. Now we have the sugya of Shabbos Arachuzach. I forgot yesterday to tell you that in conjunction with this Gemara, you should go over the Mishneh that Mentes in Utsach. All right, but we'll go over inside. Now, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Halochek Rav Yudeh. There is a machlek between a man and a bube where one is allowed to eat chomet till 11 o'clock or till 10 o'clock. So Rav Jeremiah says one is allowed to eat chomet till 11 o'clock, and Rav Yudeh says he's allowed to eat chomet only till 10 o'clock. So the halacha is Rav Yudeh that one is allowed to eat chomet only till 10 o'clock. I hope. Yeah, I keep on repeating 10 o'clock, that Erev Pesach, no one will eat chometz until 10 o'clock, you see. That's only in Equinox Day, according to the Shikas Agor, but not in Equinox Day, and this year especially, it's not even close to Equinox Day, because it's Shana Moderes. So then the Cheshbon is altogether different. It's not till 10 o'clock. 4:10. Alright. So, why do you say Alochet Rav Yudeh? Maybe the Alochet is like a Meir, because a certain Stam Mishneh is like a Meir. It's also in Tanu Kavar say, the Mishneh in Kosho, Itnan, כל שור שמותר לאכל, מאכיל. כל שור שמותר לאכל, מאכיל. So, what does it mean? That any hour that is mutar for him to eat, he can give to the behemoth. To the behemoth, that can only accord with Rameya, not with Rabude. Because according to Rav Yudeh, there is no parity, there is no equation between the time limit for giving the payment is a question of Hanoi. So the Hanoi is muta till 11 o'clock, and the Achille is muta only till 10 o'clock. And here it says that there is an equation between being Echon himself and being Machila. So that could only be true according to Rameya. Not according to Rav Yudeh, so the Mishneh Kosho, the Stam Mishneh Kosho, accords with the view of the Meir. So, how he loves Tommy, that Mishneh is not in accord with the Meir, but that Mishneh is in accord with Rav Gamliel. What does Rav Gamliel say? We have three shittes here in the Mishneh. Rav Meir's shita is that the Zman Achila is 11 o'clock. And Rav Meir doesn't distinguish between Truma and Trum. It's till 11 o'clock. Even Chum, you can eat till 11:10, till 11 o'clock. Then Rabbi Judah says that you can only eat till 10 o'clock. And again, he doesn't make any distinction between Chum and Truma. So even Truma, so according to Rabbi Judah, after 10 o'clock cannot eat. Even Truma. And Gamliel makes a distinction between Chum and Truma. Gamliel in a Chum Nechonim Kol Chaba U'Truma Kol Chomash V'Seh Api U'Kril HaShesh. So Chum you can eat. Chum there is no problem in being Matzit Chum. And Yishayle being Matzit Chum. So Mele you can eat only till 10 o'clock. But you say after 10, a lot of chum remains. What do I do with it? You'll burn it. Mashein ki chumor. So there is a nisar of shreike or now. Only when you have to, you have to. There is a nisar, it's a nisar. But when you can avoid it, so there is a nisar to destroy, to burn chumor. So mele we have to wait till 11 o'clock because of the nisar of wasting tumor. So maybe between 10 and 11, so there will be some echlin, some customers, fihani, who will be ready to eat it, so you won't have to burn it after 11 o'clock. So hulin neholin kol harba utumor kol chamish. You say it to us. So here the Lashon is a little peculiar in culture. It says because the Lashon Mishneh should be if it had recorded with the view of the Meir, so the Lashon Mishneh should be called not culture Shemut Alechma. But Kol Shor, Sheikh Machel, after all, Leon Lamidon, Tomidin Lashon Tzor, the Gemara says, especially the Tanya of the Mishneh, he certainly was meticulous about Lashon Tzor. So why did he have to say, Kol Shor, Shemuta Lecha Machel? He could have omitted the Muta. He could have said, Kol Shor, Sheikh Machel. That would have implied like a mayor, but he uses the Russian Kol Shor Shemutaliachil Machil. That means Kol Shor just like a Gamliel. It's not in the case like a Gamliel. Kol Shor Shemutaliachil. Every moment that another person, he can, who has the problem with Tumor? He can, he's fire, doesn't have a problem with Tumor here. So Kol Shor that another person is allowed to eat, that means the cave is allowed to eat the truma. So a cave is allowed to eat truma even after 10 o'clock until 11, as we like. So Kol Shor that another person is allowed to eat until 11 o'clock, so a soil can give it to the behemoth too. I mean, Israel is not allowed to keep the name a Truma altogether, but it means, so a K.A. would be allowed to be Machil. A K.A. would be allowed to be Machil. And let's say Israel would be allowed to be Machil to a K.A. You can give it to a K.A. To a K.A., but suppose Israel has a Truma in his possession, it's already after 10, but before 11, he's not allowed to eat it. But he can be machil to a Kayan, and the Kayan can do whatever he wants with it. So, Kol Shor Shemutalecha Machil. So it doesn't indicate like from there. Hayilach Stomi, Yishmikashi Muta, because if it has represented the view of from there, he shouldn't say Mutalecha, but Kol Shor Shemutalecha Machil. Now let's see the Rashi. Halacha Kadosh Shem Kol Hamei, the name halachic is a mega difficult homage. Does Hanukkah was a plan for Shoshim to lech and mache, the demon, the chayol, the peis, the mashma, the shame of the lech, the mache, the rebute, or you can homage, the neich and mache, el remei, the mareich, the lasheis, or the shoshim, the neich and mache, משמיטשים מותם, זה כושו, מקשימים כושו שאיכל, מאחר מגוירת. ומותה משמע כושו שמותה, עוד מאחר לאחר, מאחר זה ראשה לאחר, ומתוך כדורקו שהוא הקים לקרב גמליה, ואוכל כמה כושו שמותה קיים, לאחר בצפון מורן על הפרסים, מאחר ישראל, חול מבהימו. וזה סיכה ש, ישראל is not allowed to give to give the or machel Yisrael chul libeim, of course not geh, not truma, but chul, chul libeim, al nistomi like Rameyari. So the name of Maralochik Ramam here, because the mission of Kosho tends to indicate like Ram Gamliel, because he doesn't say Kosho sheich or machel, but Kosho sheif another person is muta leachel truma. Let's say between 10 and 11, so a Yisrael can give chum to them. So the Lord said, Lima alochet Gamliel, Yehava limachriya, Omalei Ram Gamliel lab machriyu, Taimim napshikona. In other words, there is a club that alochet machriya. Alochet machriya. So the kashat limori is, whatever the pshat in the Mishnah is, whether it means kosho ishe muta leachel machel means kosho sheich machel like Kamea, or it means kosho that another person is king is muta leachel so Yisrael can be machel with him or whom, but the halacha should be like Kamea, because inasmuch as I mean the halacha should be like Amriya, because the Gamliel is the midway between the two extremes, because Rabmeir is the maker all the way. He is maker, and he says that even whom you can eat until you're black. So he's maker all the way. And the Judah is machmir all the way, that even tumor, so you can only eat till 10 o'clock. And Rav Gamliel is the one who compromises, who says it all depends. Tomorrow you can eat until 11 o'clock. But who you can eat only until 10 o'clock? So the halacha should be like Rav Gamliel, the Havelei Machriya. So the Mora says, Ram Gamliel lat machriya hu, tam minachi kol macha. When do we see the club of halachic machriya, if the achroi is spelled out by the time? Not if the achroi has to be reduced, but when it's spelled out, in other words, if, let's say, Rav Meir would say explicitly, Echlin, Ben Chum, Ben Trumo, Ben Trumo, Ben Chum, Ade, Ade. So, Atsipe. And then Rav Yudah would say, Ein Echlin. Loirak chul tumo, loirak chulun, el atilu tumo, atzim shodalat. Rav Gamliel would say, tumo echlin, atzim shohei, avo chulun, echlin rak atzim shodalat, then it would be machriya. Because he would spell out that he is like a compromiser, you know, in other words, an arbitrator, you know, who compromises, who accepts one's aloha of Ramdamliel and not the other aloha of Ramdamliel. He accepts one aloha of Rabdude and not the other aloha of Rabdude. But here, Ramdamliel doesn't spell out Eichlin at Seipei, Ben Chum. So, and Rabdude doesn't spell out Eichlin Rak at Seipei, Ben Chum, Ben Chum. So, Ramdamliel, it's by implication, by deduction, that Ramdamliel turns out to be the mediator, you know, the middle, the compromiser. So maybe then we don't say Aloha Kimachia, even though by induction the same thing is true. So in other words, the Aloha Kimachia is only when it is spelled out that it's Machia, but not if the Achroya is to be. Is only when it is spelled out that it is a machia, but not if the achroya is to be induced. La machia. Babisin kamu tirki min achroya dashlish machas. Pio achroya dashlish isin. So that may have a bit of a ire in the shaykhil in some form of man from Kwa. Die hadet nam wat meer in rechot chum, die hachot chumo, die hachesrui. Die hadet nam wat meer in rechot chum, die hachot chumo kol chomish. Chad die hine rechot chum, die hachot chumo kol arba, die ram nam meer in rechot chum kol arba, chumo kol chomish, hada achoy, abol hashte, dino liachem. Reaction to the cloud to the gold titan chasing remes in Halagne, Lava Hoy, Elo Dashlish. What are you saying there? After all, I mean, this is not so pushing. So, according to the second version, we say Aloha to Machia, even when the Hoy is not spelled out, even when it is deduced by means of deduction. So then the question is, why don't we pass the like a Ramdamliel? So he says, Rav Yoma Kaitan, Tanyin, Abos Oshkali Bishabes, Nivan Yisakim with Mea Shabes, he says, if you turn this place, who is to take it? So Nivan Yisakim with Mea Shabes, he said, "I think to his maids, to when Shabbos is at a chaser." So the blessed Rabbi Yehudi Barbusa says that we have to be by Hakim Lifnei Shabbos. Now, what do you think about the Hakim Lifnei Shabbos? What do you think? According to the Rebbe, so Nivad Nesakim. What does Hakel mean? Everything. What do you mean everything? In other words, not only a Mivan and his Hakel, Lulifnei Shabbos. The Seir thing is, in other words, Ben Chum, Ben Truma. The Seir thing, Truma is Meis, Luis, Uteirei. Und ich schaue in der Tere, muss ich stehen zu dir, für die Lehre hat Dalet Schoen. So, wir waren es hatte, wir sind ja Schabes, so, that according to the Reef, one second, according to the Reef, So Vavinesakhi Mushniashabis, so doesn't mean everything. Vain Hun Vain, but it means only Tuma. So why did it? I'm sorry, I said before the recording. So it means only Tuma in Mushniah Shabbos. Because Tumo does not have many offering, so he might be stuck. Who can eat Tumo? Only Kiani. So there isn't such a big demand for Tumo. Only Kiani can eat Tumo. So Mele, in order to be on safe grounds, he should destroy all the Tumo over and above what is needed. For the Suda Shabbos, he should destroy it private. But so what does Hakim but Hun? So Hun, so he doesn't have to. Just 1 second. But Hun, according to the Blessed Ben Yehuda Yibatuse, the Rit says that he can violate Shabbos. Because at Chum, why should he violate, you know, the Chum, all the Chum, Erev Shabbos, maybe a level Chum Shabbos, and they would like to eat. So what you'll have to tell them, oh, please leave the house. There is nothing for him to eat. So that isn't right. So Mele, only in regard to whom, it's not likely that he'll have offering. So Mele, he has to destroy the bulk of the Tumo of the Chometz. And just leave, let's say, a few Xesim that he'll have to eat in the two Sudas, Friday night and Shabbos morning. And the rest, of the Tumo, he should destroy, he should burn Erev Shabbos. But whom? This man, on Shabbos he'll destroy it. Why shouldn't he destroy the bulk of the whom? Erev Shabbos, maybe he'll have a bunch of anim, a group of anim, come to him. So he'll be able to accommodate that. So only whom? Tumo is not likely to have a whom. So the bulk of the Tumo, he should destroy Erev Shabbos. And just leave over a few xesim that will not be necessary for the Suda Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos morning. So why does he say Nivar and Esake? So he says Nivar and Esake Bein Trumot Teiro Bein Trumot Meo. He has to be Nivar. Not only Trumot Neo he should destroy Erev Shabbos, but even Trumot Teiro, it can be, but it can be eaten only by Kiyanim. So he's not supposed to leave the bulk of the Trumot Teiro. That's why it says Hake. Not only Trumot Neo, but even Trumot Teiro. But whom? He doesn't destroy it all, Erev Shabbos. Because maybe he'll have many Ochim. Many Yechlu. Umishagin, Minateres, insofar as Tumo is concerned, Mosin Shesudis, Hilechel Adal Choice, even the Blessed Me is about to say, so this is the Shite of the Rigi, that when a Blessed Me is about to say, Nivarim Esakil is reference only to Tumo, but whom he destroys this man on Shabbos. On Shabbos. So, and then the Rabbi Nachman is masculine. And Rabbi Nachman says, no, since Rabbi Nachman uses the Russian Hakei, so it means Ben Tumo Ben Chum. The bulk even of whom he has to destroy Erev Shabbos. Right. So the Shabbos and Barasakim Shabbos he's helping to make me who is to pay late. The child in that tale is much the students, the lecher at our choice. He's a brother of the new, he's about to say, Shom Amishum Rav Yoshua, Omgule, Tehir is where he's before, Shemo Yimtzul Lochem. I'm a man for big shivu and what? In other words, if he's interested in having Ochem piano, so he probably explore that possibility on Friday. So, Omulei Shemo Kutrachemolon, Omalehem, the Divrechem Abduis of Yisrael, Shemo Yodi Yodi Taron, because before now, but here, the Blessed Ben Yehuda mentions, even though that is not his main concern, which his main concern is what should be done when Shabbos is our Pesach. Whether we should destroy the Chomet on Shabbos or Pesach, should throw it into the sewer, you see. Or we should, we should destroy it, Friday, the bulk of the Chomet. That's his main concern. But Agavuche, he says, Lechla Dal choice. That means, and the bank is about to say, agrees with Chabiude, only a Dal choice, till 10 o'clock again. Because if he had agreed with Chabiude, he would say, Lechla Dal choice. So now here it says, Lechla Dal choice, 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 even in regard to the Agavuche, in regard to the question, what should be done on Shabbos Erev Pesach, whether the Hashbosa should be placed on Shabbos Erev Pesach or the Hashbosa should be placed on Friday. So, in that it's Kova Alochem, we say. But in regard to the Agavuch Alochem, Lechat Ale Choyes, it's like Kova Alochem. So Rashi Shiti is that you cannot be Yetzi Shalosh Shudeh Sudeh Shlishis before Minchah in the morning. That's the Machlekes Hashem. But some Hashem will say you can eat the Sudeh Shlishis also in the morning. So according to them, so the proper meaning is to eat two Sudehs. Let's say, but two Sudehs, I mean, a person can only eat so much and no more. So that means he eats in the Suda Shabbos of nearly three courses, four courses, so he'll divide the big meal into two meals, and he'll bench after eating one course, and then he'll walk around a little, and he should be hefsek, and then he'll wash again and eat the other courses together with the chametz. So why do you say Moses the Israelites? Because it's impossible to eat more. I mean, not it's impossible. You can do it, but it's not consistent with good eating habits, you know. to eat more than you usually. So that way, as far as the quantity of food is concerned, you have only to leave over Moshe Shtei Sudeh. But then you divide the second Sudeh into two small Sudehs. Therefore, it's the flower that he has money to buy here. Baba Tishiyesh Eishiyo, Kitei Lan Shibay Tishokhen, Shemayim Tzokhen Nohim, Shiyachilun Lunat Mitzik Tumet Yedai, Shemayim Tzok, Yachilun Limoho, Leikaldi Kiyanim, Leibatun Leibay, Vokhi Shulun Limotso, Bunakoma Shish Lebaki Shkorti Kish, Dobi Shabbos Nivodchen, Ufoi Dea Uboki Yibay Tishbi Yomiyo Lesley, Lono was more so we said from Lonnie, can more him a while you didn't mock after you drain. Kachin is a man, I will talk to you so the Tiles. After you see this for him and mama, she will be you are in the mock at him and mom, you want me to tell him, you know, not of him to my vehicle. Louis Barbie, Shabbos is, by the Mara Shabbos, and what I don't take to the rear, she is like the acid, you see the Shabbos, you take it. My wife, you have to come to work about it. But Mashi called us Mama after the father chose that we would come up. And that's only the Agabur can mention it. So it's all tolerant. Look at the Bible, how to come to me, say, like that. I'll be a Shahari of good Noah. So the Bible tells us that we know how come with the same thing that I've shabbat, which also I will be sure a little lingual or can laugh at how much joy is in the ground. Now, let's go over and finish. Great. And Shabbos. The blessed Barab Tzadik came there, Tumah Mufnei HaShabbos, Bechum Bizmanon. Tanya the blessed Barab Tzadik came there, Pamachas Shach Shavas Abba Diyavne, Bechol Adoso, Ligi Shabbos, Ubozu Nimui Shogam Lir, Vomaridi Aisli Bayez HaChomez, Vorachte Acharabwe, Ubiarti, Ubiarno Es HaChomez. So the Greek says that the blessed of the Yiddish Rav to say is in accordance with the Shita of the blessed of the Tzadik. So Rav Nefraim is massive. How could he say that's in accordance with the Shita of the blessed of the Tzadik? When the blessed of the Tzadik makes a distinction between Truma and Chur, that only Truma is Nefraim Shabbos. But Chur that is like the Nefraim Shabbos, unexpected guest, and anybody can be a guest for whom, so he shouldn't destroy Arab Shabbos, but he should wait till Shabbos to destroy it. And whereas the Blessed of the Yiddish Bakusha says that Hakel, and Rabbi Nefraim assumed that Hakel means then whole day Truma. So how can you equate the Blessed of the Yiddish Bakusha to the Blessed of the Tzadik? So the Ram says, according to the Yiddish, when it says, according to the Yiddish, says, Hakel, he doesn't mean Ben Chum Ben Truma. He means only Truma. Ben Tmeyes, Ben Truma Tmeyo, Ben Truma Teo. So that is Mishneh Shabbos. But Chum that is likely to have many unexpected guests, so he doesn't destroy anything Arab Shabbos, but he waits till Shabbos. You look up the Rif and the Mishnah that he says, and the Rif and our Gemara. Now we cannot go any further. I am sure that we'll be able to. Alright, I cannot sorry to discuss it quite thoroughly. Anyway, so for next week, so you have to be ready on the Gemara until 2 weeks, the two dots, and then you skip the whole page to your familiar family. start kosher, then you should be ready in kosher until Omachesti, I mean for at least for Sunday. Until Omachesti, 9 will come to be Pesach, so also that's for power.
Shir Chafeim Psachim by the Rosh Hashiva Gimel Teves Eitav Shem and Vav, December 15, 1985,
on Sunday. That's where it was. Now I just want to go over that brightness of the Blessed Benud Yishbafus. That's the basic subject in Shabbos, Shachar is the basic. So, the more said, the boy say me, Rav, the reason is why Rav asked like a Jude, that you allow these chomets only the first Dalit Choyes, but after Dalit Choyes not allowed these chomets, and Shor Hamishis not allowed these chomets, is because he passes like a blazer ben Yehudi is Baptist. The Tanya, a borso shachali is Bishabbos, Yivarim is Hakeil Milipnei Hashabbos. If a borso Erev Pesach was Halan Shabbos. So, a blazer ben Yehudi is Baptist says, Yivarim is Hakeil Milipnei Hashabbos. What does the Hakeil mean? What does Hakeil mean? So I mentioned the Machlokes, the Rif and Rabbi Mefray. According to the Rif, so Hakeil doesn't mean Vein Chum, Vein Truma. But Hakeil means Vein Truma Tohiro, Vein Truma Meo. That's Hakeil. But the Blessed Ben Yehudi is Bartushe. He applies only to Truma, not to Chumah. And according to Rabbi Ephraim, Hakeil means everything. Bein Truma, Bein Chum. That's the Machlokes. So, now, let's consider it according to the Pshat of the Rif, that Hakeil doesn't mean Bein Truma Bein Chum. It means Bein Truma Tehira, Bein Truma Tmeo. So Mibarim is Hakeil, Truma, any kind of Truma, Tehira, Tmeo. So we have to be Mibarim, Mifnei Hashabbos, Mifnei Hashabbos, and Erev Shabbos. Why? And not to be reviled on Shabbos. But Chum, so we have to revile this money, because Chum has many Echli. So it's very likely that there will be enough Echli. Why should he be reviled Erev Shabbos? He can accommodate many guests on Shabbos. But Truma, so he can only give it to Kihani. So there aren't so many Ochlin available. Some in Mele, Kabbalah Bagudi Baptist says, he has to buy Erev Shabbos. But of the Trumo itself, he should leave the Shiur of Mozi Shtei Suris. Mishayim in Ateris Mozi Shtei Suris. Ki Lechel Adale Choyz. So Adavuch, Kablazer Ben Yehudi Yishbartuse is mentioning that Erev Pesach you can eat chometz only till Dalit Choyz. Even though his primary concern now is not with the Zman Achlas Chometz Erev Pesach. His primary concern is with the Halochas of Shabbos Erev Pesach. But Adavuch, he mentions Kli Lechel Adalit Choyz. Rashi. fluids, sofik tmei, sofik teiris, modish di sudiks, the loy sholish, the whole sholish sudis, the shabbats, arvi shachis minche, the erev pesach oso lechem la mincha lemay. So we see from this Rashi that the mitzvah of what is called sholish sudis, I mean it's interesting, we call it sholish sudis, but grammatically it's incorrect. Excuse me. So, it's still the word, the universal expression in Shalosuris. It's not that the Jews throughout the generations didn't know Hebrew grammar. They knew as much Hebrew grammar as a child in a day school here in Chicago. So everybody knows that Shalosuris means three Suris, not a third Suris. Why is it that it's called Shalosuris? Shalosuris! You eat Shalosuris! He said, no, not yet. But he already ate two Suris. The answer is, Al-Tikabore, he saw, that the Suda Shlishis combines in itself all the three Suris. All the three Suris. That's why it's called Shalosuris. But Shikas Rashi is that Suda Shlishis can be eaten only after Chatzis. After Mincha. After Chatzis. But in the morning before Chatzis, he cannot be Mikhaim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. The other Shemim were Achilit HaRash. So why only was in Shkei Sudeitz? So since he can be Mikhaim Suda Shlishis, in the morning too, so he should live over Shalish Sudeitz, the answer is a person eats as much as he can. And even if for some reason he has to eat two sudas in the morning, he's not going to eat dumb. He's going to divide the food that he would ordinarily eat in one suda, so he'll break it up into two. So he may let, in final analysis, he only has to live over Moshe Shteisus. דיבר רב לזן מילי בפשוט, שאומם לא שום רב ישוע, אומרו לי, תהירס לא יסריק, ואי שדיברן, ערב שבס, לתרומו ותסטוי, שמו ימצו למוכו, ואיבי דרבי, כהן גס, אומר להם, פה ביקשו בו למוצ, he was looking ערב שבס for guests, and he didn't find it. Omulei Shema Chusuchim Olonu Omulehem Midivreichem Aftuyes Oli Yisrika. Why? Because maybe Leo will be revarer to us that it's not Tome V'yitano Omulei from Muftachlen in Yisrael She Leo Bo Loi Be'avi Shaboseis Ve Loi Be'avi Yomitevi Mipnei Atereich. You see from this Gemara, I mean, how strong the Emunah in Bias HaMashiach, holding Shiova is. In other words, he said to him, Erbaz Ben Yudi, Vatusha said to the Chachomi, Leitrechem, Aftuyesli Yisrifu, Shema Yobi Elio, Vitaron. So he said there is a special reason, because in Elio, Bolon, Bab Shabosis, Loi Bab Yantivi, Mipnei Atarech. Omru, Mizozo Mishom, Achikobu Aloche Kerablesa Ben Yehuda Yish Babus. Alright. Teres Lo Yisrafu Klal Hulu Bo Yigi Azman Lebaya Ve'af Al-Pi Sh'yesh Lishio Sh'lian Sh'deise Sh'alke Shem Olim Tzu Ki An Mochim Sh'yachiru Ve'inak Tzitruma Biyadai Vim Lo Yim Tzu Yachiru Nim Locha Olik Ve'kal Bekhan Mo Yibab Lebe For Bikshu Limotzo Ko'in Akol Ma Sh'yesh Lo בבקש פה, ביקש, ובשבס הוא יורבי לכם, וכל ידי אהובוקי ובייסן יהיה מי יבר אצלי, לא נולו שימולים, שם הוא בזה חתכום לנו, כי הנה נולכם הלילה, ויובי אלו מוחת. אך אם תפריכם, שמה מעל פלדיסו אלו בתירס, Buis Risiko. Vielen Mann und Schemmel Jobbe Joha jenen noch, vielen Mann Juron, die Tare, die jenen auch in Nogaben, Tuma, die Echel, Linda, die Schafosse ist, da jenen Arif Schabbes und noch Arif Jonte, und der hat der Reaktion, die ist und was ist der Schabbes, die Jitrole. So, mein Raum, die Kultur, die schon mal Tschikoba Loch, aber wenn du die Batuse, schon die Schuhe, so what is now, what did the Blessed Yehudi Batuse say? Two Alochas. One, that the Shabbos Erev Pesach, we have to revive Erev Shabbos just to live over Moses Tishudes. And number two, that you can eat at our choice. So, the more assume that Kova Alochek, the Blessed Yehudi Batuse, has reference to both points, to the question of being Nivaya, Friday of Shabbos, and not Shabbos Erev Pesach, and also to the question of our choice. So it's a lot. Yes, what is it?
Isn't that like Rabbi Yehuda says?
Yes, that's what Gemara is saying. Like Rabbi Yehuda. So, my love, I feel Rachel, Omar, Potem, Shnei, the Rote, Loi Nivaya, that it's called only in respect with the bio of the Chometz and Erev Shabbos, and not this money and Shabbos Erev Pesach, and Shabbos Erev Pesach. But as far as Dalit Choyitz is concerned, that he only mentioned Agaburche, that is not Halacha Kimeis. My love, I feel like the whole law of Kovu Kemes, that the Mashi Kovas Manachia of our choice, that feel the true. No, you buy, what the Kovu Kemes say, why are the Bachelors? El the Bio, show you have to be a good Noah, show you bow tailies at the Moho, Kovu, the Seer Pimel of Shabbos, Vishwish also, Abu Vishio Leilo Mengeloch, the Lechel at Homi Shois, Beji, Shechwat. Now, so this is the Shite of the Rift. Now, we had, we went over once, go over again. Abot achim zesem dal. Abot osh chalit b'shabes, nivar me meshakir me lichnei ha-shabes. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says that we have to be nivar hakir me lichnei ha-shabes. V'chachomim emrim bizmane. Nagos and Shabbos. The blessed but I told you me and it's true on the three Shabbos the whole is man. Tanya, the blessed but I told you me Tamacha Shabbosava Biyadne the whole our boss of the Shabbos who was zooming in the moon of Gamliel the Oma Ritia is the fire as a Chomet the Olachti Acharabe who be Amre as a Chomet. Rashi. So Rashi says, Abos Shalit B'Shabes, Nivaren Es Hakel Nifnei HaShabes, Bein Chum, Vayichnin Hakel, Bein Chum, Bein Truma, Chut Nerdei Achelose, B'Shabes. Even though Rav Meir doesn't say Chut, Moses Dei Sudes, from Lezah Ben Yehudah Yishbatu said that, now the Lord of Akibim says, Mishayah. But Chamiya doesn't say Shio, but Rashi says that Nastam, when it says Nivarim Misakim Nivna Shabbos, it means excluding that quantity of Chomet that is necessary for the Sures. This is what Rashi says. Ben Chum Ben Trumo Chutz Mubi Achlos Eli Shabbos Avol Kol Mash Oset Nivaya Yivaya De Balamoyea is Chilik Rashi. And Balamoya says that when Rav Meir says Nivar is Hakel Nifnei HaShabes, Hakel Mamish, and we don't leave anything over. Now then the question arises, if he has to be Nivaya every bit of Chomet, what will he eat Shabbos Erev Pesach? What will he eat Shabbos Erev Pesach? Chomet he cannot eat. Even early in the morning he's Nivar. He's and even Friday night he'll not be able to eat chametz. He's nivaya all the chametz. And Friday, and matzeh, So Kolayichel Matzadar Pesach, Kilimbal Al-Sosidu Bishomo. So Mele, what do we eat? So Ramoya says, live with Ramoya Shibi, that the Yisrael of eating Matzah, Erev Pesach, is only when you're not allowed to eat chomets. But as long as you're allowed to eat chomets, let's say until 10 o'clock, you're allowed to eat chomets, you're allowed to eat matzah. So Mele, there is no kasha, what to eat Friday night, what to eat Shabbos morning. He'll eat matzah. But the Shittas HaRambam is not like that. In fact, the most of the Ram Shittas is also not like that. And it is that Erev Pesach, we are not allowed to eat the whole day Erev Pesach. And not only you're not allowed to eat in the morning, early in the morning, 7 o'clock, until 10 o'clock, when it's Mutat Yitz Chometz. But even the night of Erev Pesach, it appears from the Ram, so you're not allowed to eat in the night of Erev Pesach. So the whole Erev Pesach, matzah is also. But what Moya Shiki is, that Erev Pesach is only osea after 10 o'clock. And chometz is osea, so matzah is also osea. So, when Trumo chutin dechlos in Shabbat, but for my shosh, I buy. Trumo, Trumo mifnei HaShabbos, שאם יוכל אכיל או לא עם זורן ולא עם בינס זורן, ולשאי זה יפשר, אבל כל נמצאות מבעיה, אבל בזמן יש יוכלים זה מייכון הרבה. Right. Now let's see what the Rik says on this Mishni that we test. And then let's see what the Rik says on our Gemara that we test.
It doesn't have many ochlim, so it's Mateya Shabbos. The chulin is this manot. The chulin is this manot. So that's like the blazer is batus. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim is massive. He says that the blazer when you really is batus differs from the blazer of Rabbi Tzodek on two points. First of all, the blazer, the Rebbe Tzodek makes a distinction between Truma and Truma. Between Truma and Truma. So, according to him, so we are only by Truma Erev Shabbos. But Chum is Bismana. The blazer of the Rudy is Bartuse says, Nivarim is Hakim with Nia Shabbos. And what does Hakim mean? So that's one point of difference. Then there's another point of difference between the blood of Rav Tzodek and the blood of the Yehudi Yibatus. He says, Tzumon Ufnei HaShabbos. We are not Mishaya anything. We are not Mishaya anything. That's how you understand it. Mashe, Mashe-Indin, Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, is Bar-Puse. Even in respect to Trumo says, Umishayru Mosin Shlishuas. So, the Ram says, that insofar as the first point is concerned, so Rav Nefraim assumes that in Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, is Bar-Puse says, Mivar Nesake, he needs Bein Chum, Bein Trumo. So maybe it's Chalikan of the Rav Tzorek, according to the Rav, says the Ram, when Rav Elazar ben Yehuda is Baal Tuse says Hakeil, doesn't mean Bein Chum, Bein Trumo, but it means Bein Trumo Tehero, Bein Trumo Tmeo, but only Trumo is Mufi Hashabes. But Chum is Bismarck, so it's like Rav Elazar ben Yehuda. In regard to the second point, Rav Nefraim says, There is a difference between Rav Elazar ben Yehuda and Rav Elazar ben Yehuda Baal Tuse, because according to Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, so we are required all the Trumah Erev Shabbos. We don't leave anything over. What we eat, there's no kasha. A king can also eat Trum. So he doesn't have to agree, you know, with the Ramoy Ashite that it's mutar to eat matzah Arab Pesach until Shor Hamishis, that it's mutar to eat chametz. He can say, like most Hashem, it's also even the ninth of Arab Pesach. But according to Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, so it's only Trumo that he has to be via. But Chum, Chometz, he doesn't have to be via. So he'll be able to eat Chum. A king can eat Chum too. A king doesn't have to eat only Trumo. So there is no problem. So anyway, according to Rav Nefraim, there is a difference. Because according to Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, so he's via all the Trumo Erev Shabbos. The contrary is about to say he lives over Moses the Sudest Trumo. So he says, the Ram says, according to the Rif, when the Blessed Rav Tzodek says Trumo Mulifnei HaShabbos, he means, but he has to live over Moses the Sudest, just as Rashi says, I'll live with Rav Meir, Mivar Nesake, but he has to live over Moses the Sudest. So merely, it's Hanach. So this is what this is the machlekes between the Rif and Rabbi Nachman. Now, the Baal Moyer is also chilik under the Rif. And the Baal Moyer says that whereas the Rif says that we pass like Rabbi Barabsodic and like Rabbi Rudy got to say, which is Ainaha, so he says, we don't pass for like Rav Elazar ben Yehuda is Baal Tuse. We pass for like the Chachom. We pass for like the Chachom in the Mishneh. That this money, he has to be via everything on Shabbos. Not Chum, but is in via Erev Shabbos. And not Chum is in via Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, he is in Faria of Zeh Olawah. And we pass for like the Chachom. So, this is what the Balamoya was the Amoyah. Now then, but the Mora says, Haloche, Kova Haloche, Shagotam Yudi is about to say. So he says, that the Kova Haloche, Shagotam Yudi is about to say, has preference only to the Dalit choice, but not revealed. I mean, that's told in Shatam Gemora. Here, that revealed. So he says, we pass like a prophet, that Lulivaya. So it's halacha. Rav Elazar ben Yehuda is about to say, but this, so it's surrounds and counterates this. So the Blamoya says that we don't pass like a Chofish Meyore, but we pass like the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara said in the second Roshan, the boy is saying, Rab di Roma ke haitan. So, Allah following is about to say, Shoma Mishun Rabishua, my love, Akil Lechel. Omar Afkot and Fnei Rove, Lul Mivayev. That's another Roshan. But we pass in, the Gemara itself said, the stomach more not like Rav Papa Mishmei Rove. Rav Papa was chilek on the stomach more. But the stomach more is my love, I feel the echel. So in that we pass like I was in Yiddish about to say. But in regard to this man Bill of Comets, whether on Shabbos or Pesach, or Erev Shabbos, so there we don't pass like I was in Yiddish about to say, but like the Rabbanon, that Ivarim is Hakel. This man, Ivarim Zakhinam, but there is one strange thing. Assuming that we pass like the stomach ignore and not like a cop. That's all right. But even according to the stomach ignore, so the Russian ignore is, my love, I feel there. Even the Gabi Achim. So that means not only in regard to Beor that it has to be destroyed. Erev Shabbos, but even in regard to the Achille of Dali choice. So then, Rav Papa says, he says, Loi Levi. Alright, so we don't pass like Rav Papa, we pass like some of the Gemara. But even the stomach of the Gemara is not my love Lechel, but I feel Lechel. So, according to the Balamoya here, the expression I feel Lechel is love Dafke. That's the strange thing in the Balamoya. But anyway, most Rishayim and the Tur and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaber and Ramor, so we pass him like a brother from the Huda Yishbar to say that he has to be Mivayer all the Chometz. Erev Shabbos, and leave over just enough Chometz for Mosein stages. In regard to Truma. But in regard to whom, the Shita of the Rif is that Rav Lezer ben Yehuda is about to say himself does not say that we have to be Yivaya Erev Shabbos Chum. So Rav Lezer ben Yehuda is about to say, so he agrees with Rav Lezer ben Tzorek that the Truma we are Yivaya this man. So this is the Tzachar Shechom Aruch also. The Truma we are Yivaya Shabbos. But he said, I mean it. So it's not good to be Mivaya the Chomet Shabbos. But that's only in Saraminech. But in Sadduch Chalidine, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Rif, and the Tur, that Mishalidine, Dine the Gemore, he doesn't have to be Mivaya any Chomet Arab Shabbos. And he can be Mivaya it, all the Chomet and Shabbos. How will he fire it? He'll float away in the wind. He'll float away in the sewer. And Samin so that's it. And he can even wash it off. I mean, throw it. He has a little bit of chomet. He can throw it in the bathroom too. I mean, it will not involve this or his offering because he's doing it for a mitzvah. He's not doing it just wastefully. So it will not involve an isher of bizochrim. But the better practice is, Mr. Aminek, not to have to be Mivaya in difficult ways at all, you know, and Shabbos, it's not too simple to be Mivaya Chometz. But Erev Shabbos, he can burn it. So that's the meaning. But Mitzadit Chadidine, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is like Rav Lezer ben Yehuda is about to say, but as the Rif says, that Rav Lezer ben Yehuda is about to say himself, only applies to Truma. We don't have Truma anyway. It's not relevant to us. So we only have Truma. And as far as Truma is concerned, so Rav Lezer is about to say reason for Rav Lezer ben Yehuda, that Truma is this man. is a very strange Tochmas Paneach. I just want to mention it. In case someone mentions it, Paneach says, it's a shikitzol, it's a very strange shot of the Tochmas Paneach, which is contrary to all the Rishim. You know? Tochmas Paneach is a good ador, but he cannot overrule, you know, all the Rishim and all the Achim. It's a shikitzol. He has a strange shot. Mivavim es hakil bismanom doesn't mean, as the Rishay say, bismanom means Shabbos, Erev Pesach, is Mivaya before the Yisa Chometz. How is Mivaya? Zeru Ruach, he throws it away, he dumps it into the sewer, if he has, let's say, in the courtyard that has Mechitzes, so there's no Yisa of Pilfu. So, that's how old the Rishay is. He says this man means all Sarah Shabbos, on the contrary. But the others who say Erev Shabbos, so you can be violated late Friday afternoon. Let's say Shki is around 6 o'clock. You can be violated 5:30. But the Blessed Ben Yehuda is about to say, or the Chachomim when they say, Nivarim this man means he has to be violent Friday and Friday early in the morning. Before Shoshishis Friday. Of course the Sishita Truya. The Sakhastaneah cannot be deche all the Kshotim of Rishi.
Erev Shabbos like Erev Pesach.
That's right. Yeah. You see, the Shittas HaRambam is not exactly like that. It's partly like Rabbeinu Ephraim, not completely like Rabbeinu Ephraim. You see, Rabbeinu Ephraim says that there are two differences between the Blessed Baruch Tzedek and the Blessed Baruch Yiddish Baal Tushi. One in respect to Chulu, so according to the Blessed Baruch Tzedek, so Chulu Yamubai Aran Shabbos, all the Chulu Yamubai Aran Shabbos, and according to Blessed Baruch Baal Tushi, so even Chulu you are Mubayar of Shabbos. That's one difference. And then there's another difference, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, in respect to Truma itself. Because according to Rabbeinu Baruch Tzedek, so Truma, you are Mubayar everything. And you are Mubayar everything, and then the Mubayar everything Truma, you don't live over Moses' days. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda Ishbal Tushe, so you leave over Muslim stations. Now, and the Chishit is that when Rabbeinu Yehuda Ishbal Tushe says Nivar and Sakel, he doesn't mean Chum and Truma, but Bein Truma Teiro, Bein Truma Meir, but Chum. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda Ishbal Tushe,